Yes, it is.
But it's a bracelet.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I've got that.
Does it help, do you think?
No.
Well,
my aunt,
if it did in your mind, well, it helps, you know.
Yeah, my aunt wears one and bought me one, and I promised her I'd wear it. She believes
it's still
in
pretty.
It, but I think it's pretty. Mm-hmm. And she believes in it, and it helps her.
Well, that's
so I'm trying to believe.
That's good enough.
But you see, it's really hard for me to believe. let's see. Oh, what do you call what men wear used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
And what do you call what you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella or parasol.
And the last thing that people put on a bed when they're making it up is the
bedspread. Daddy says counterfeit.
Yeah, that's what Buford said. And you know, in Marshall they say coverlet.
Coverlet.
That's right. Have you ever heard that?
No.
No.
My grandmother used to say, in the summertime when we'd go out to sit on the front porch, let's go sit on the gallery.
Oh, really? She would call it, I was
saying, gallery.
Now that's very interesting. I'd heard that, now I've never heard anybody say that, but I've heard that people sometimes did call that something different. I didn't know it was gallery, but have a different name.
A baby's diaper, a hippin.
Oh, really?
Had you ever heard that?
No, I never heard that. Fascinating. I think you must be interested in this stuff, too.
it's fascinating.
You collect these. As the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And,
Well, that's that. That's just air conditioning.
Oh, that's just air conditioning.
Just the suction.
And not living in an air conditioned house, I wouldn't know things like that. The kind of cover that people make out of patchwork and they.
It's called a quilt.
And what do you call a sort of a place that you put down on the floor for children to sleep on is called
pallet.
And in talking about. Land, this is where Buford and I got after 3 hours.
Yeah.
I swear to you, on my honor. In talking about land, what do you call the low-lying land along a stream?
Bottom.
And land that's got water standing in it most of the time.
Oh, swamps. Mm-hmm. Or marsh.
Oh, come in. Here, let me just push on then. You're speaking of land that grows most anything in Dade all that you put in it, you say that soil is very
rich.
Yeah, or you might say
fertile.
Yeah, right. And you're talking about different kinds of soil. What do you call the kind of sandy soil? You have a name for that?
Well, I just call it sandy. I think they call it sandy loam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. And the mucky kind of sticky black soil you call
mud.
Okay. Now, a channel that's been cut by erosion, like in a road or a field, you call that?
It's a gully.
And what is it? Have you ever heard of a wash? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like a deep place between fields or something, a sharp, deep place, you might call it.
Ravine.
Yeah. And,
If it's deep enough and wide enough, you call it a valley.
Oh, then you call it a ravine again. That's the gradation there of it. These are things that I'm never very clear about. What do you call it? What about just a small rise in land, you call that a
knoll.
And then the next thing higher than a knoll.
Hill.
And then above
a mountain.
Yes. And I grew up in a mountain too.
Now you might put a ridge in between there.
Yeah, a ridge.
Yeah, you could, or some people would.
Yeah. And a sharp drop off on the side of a mountain is called a